Praise the Lord. Good evening. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Truly, this is the day the Lord has made. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. So glad to hear your voice on the line. Hallelujah. We know God is getting ready to do something great. Hallelujah. Like he always do. He always need us on the line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to say thank you on this evening. We thank you, God, for another day that you have allowed us to see. And God, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us back together in your midst. And God, we ask, as the service come into the midst, God, we ask you to have your way on the line on this evening. Oh, God, speak to our very souls, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Speak, Lord, that we can hear and understand your will and your way, hallelujah, for us. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Oh, God, let your anointing fall fresh on this line. Oh, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Somebody need a word. Somebody need a touch from you on this evening, God. And we pray, Lord, oh, God. God, do it for them, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, have your way. Let thy will be done, Lord. Oh, God, use your man servant on this evening. Oh, God, to speak the words, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, your word is spirit and life. Oh, God, bring life on this evening. Oh, God, we bind up every spirit on tonight. That's not like you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, whether it's in our homes, Lord, on our jobs. Oh, God, wherever it is, we rebuke the devil right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of sickness and disease. Oh, God, it's your will that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. Oh, God, it's your will, Lord, that we have life and that more abundantly. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. Oh, God, move, Lord, in every song, in every word. Oh, God, as a man of God, God, bring forth the word. Oh, God, touch right now our very souls. Oh, God, let your will be done. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, rain down a fresh anointing upon your people, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah, give us ears to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Oh, God, let your will be done. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping us covered under your blood. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for making ways for us out of no ways, for opening up shut doors, God. We know that there is no one like you, Jesus, in all the world. We thank you, Lord. The world may be going upside down, but God, we know we have a refuge. We have a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, God, and we can call upon your name, and Father, you will answer us. Oh, God, you said your ears is not too far. Oh, God, hallelujah, not far away that we you can't hear our cry. And we thank you for hearing us, Lord, in the time of trouble. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody in the hospital room on tonight. Somebody, Lord, that feels that they're all alone, that nobody cares. Oh, God, the bereaved families, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen their hearts from tonight. Oh, God, bring comfort, Lord. Oh, God, you are our comforter. You said you never leave us or forsake us. Oh, God, hallelujah. Bring peace to their very soul. Bring peace to the mind on tonight. We decree and declare peace. Oh, Baba, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your anointing, God. For it's your anointing that destroys every yoke. It's your anointing that sets the captive free. It's your anointing that heal our very bodies, that touch our very souls. Oh, God, we praise you tonight. Touch our pastors. Touch our leaders. Touch the prophets. Oh, God, I won't see her in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us a word. Hallelujah. We thank you for it in advance. Bless, Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you for the victory. We thank you, Baba Shah. Whatever it is, we call it done. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you. Thank you, First Lady Akina. She was praying. God was just speaking to me, pouring into my spirit. Amen. I just thank God for all of you that's coming on the conference line today. This is yours truly, Pastor and Prophet Vandell Atkins of the Restoration Revival Ministry. Amen. We're looking for God to do great things on this conference line, this service line, this deliverance line, healing line, salvation line. Amen. Whatever you need from God, amen, God is going to give it to you. Amen. You're going to be enlightened. You will be inspired. Amen. To run on. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. And we just thank God for how God has been moving. Amen. By his spirit in the midst. Amen. Of so much turmoil here in New York City. Amen. A man pushed up. Amen. A woman into the train track. We recognize that the devil is working overtime. Hallelujah. But God has all time in his hands. The devil know, amen, he only have limited time. Hallelujah. For the sons and daughters of God to stand and to proclaim and to pray. Amen. Over their regents, these demons and devils. Amen. Trying to travail. But we have power over the devil. And I'm just so excited today. Don't get me started. Amen. I'm already on fire after that prayer. We just thank God. Thank God. Amen. How he moved on the prayer line on Thursday. You that didn't call in Thursday, some tried. Amen. I'm here to let you know that Prophet Lewis Smith and myself, oh, my God, it's like heaven and earth came together. Amen. He prayed, hallelujah, until bad times got good right on the prayer line. We just thank God. Signs, wonders, and miracles following, amen, to them that believe. So we're looking for signs and wonders, amen. When you come on this line, start looking for signs, wonders, and miracles. Start looking for a miracle. Start looking, amen, expecting God to do something, expecting things to change, amen, not the same old, same old. Come on, it's time to expect new things in this brand new year. The wind of the Holy Spirit is blowing in our direction. Hallelujah. The four winds of the earth, hallelujah, is hallelujah, God is causing the winds to flow. The oil of God's anointing is flowing in our midst from the crown of our heads down to the soles of our feet. That anointed oil, God is anointing us, amen, for service, amen, in this new year. I'm just so happy, amen. I just thank God. At this time, we want to take time, amen, and maybe somebody that may have a pressing, amen, testimony. Amen. The Bible said we overcome by the words of our testimony. I want to encourage everyone, amen, if you have a testimony, amen, you have a story to tell, amen, we have listening ears and need to be encouraged. It could be your testimony that will push them a little bit further where God wants them to go. So you have a testimony. This is your time. You may have a song. My singers, y'all get ready at any given time. Amen. Sing your song and testify. Hallelujah. Who would be the first to give me your testimony?
Good afternoon, Pastor. Sister
God
Rosemary.
God bless you. God
How
bless
you,
you. Hallelujah. Good to hear your voice. Happy
to
hear you again.
Yes. My testimony is very short. I received a letter from the Department of Education. I took a class quite a few years ago, and I still owed some money on for the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a letter in the mail telling me that my whole debt was wiped out.
Hey, glory, hallelujah. Thank you,
thank you.
I get excited for you. That's wonderful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to work on my credit, see what I have on my credit, trying to get it all cleared up and everything. And that was one of the things that I on my mind. And I got that letter, and they told me that if, you know, as of the 12th, it was wiped out.
Oh,
thank you, God.
Thank
you, Jesus. All I can say is thank you, Jesus.
Sing us the song, Mary. I know you got the victory. That's wonderful.
Yes,
woo!
I did.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I did.
I love you, Lord,
and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King. In what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice.
Hallelujah.
Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Oh, let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Oh, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful song. Amen. Let it be a sweet, hallelujah sound, Father. Hallelujah in your ears. Thank you for that testimony, Sister Rosemary, and that wonderful song. Amen. We are so blessed. We're so blessed to hear that testimony and that song. Will there be another testimony? Amen. Or another song?
God bless you, Pastor Atkins. This is Teresa.
God bless you, Sister Teresa. Go right ahead. Amen.
God bless. Amen. I thank God. I truly thank God for being here, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. I thank God for him, for his trusting me with his spirit.
Yes.
And to speak in an unknown tongue as the Holy Spirit gives utterance. I just thank God
my
for
Lord.
God all by himself. I tell you, we thought 2020 was a radical year. 2021 was a crazy year for me as well. Having been divorced and the enemy speaking to me, and I have been tested and tried, and now I'm going from two incomes to one income. But I looked at, I said, God, you know what? I thank you. I said, because Atkins said that I wouldn't miss a beat, and I tell you, I have not missed a beat. I was paying more.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Realize that bills are being paid out, and I'm like, God, I just thank you. And then in the midst of going through, and the man of God and the person of Pastor Atkins, Prophet Atkins, spoke and said, I will get my license, and turn around and got my real estate license on last year.
The enemy
tried to take me out and tried to stick me as weak. I thank you for the prayer that has been listed and the doors that have been opened through just listening on this line. And I just thank God that even when I didn't know to pray, that you and Lady Ashes would speak life into my family and the situations that were going on, and how God had turned that thing around when it seemed like that there was no way, and when I thought I was listening to the eternal thermometer in my body, but I looked to the hills from which cometh my help cometh from the Lord. Thank God for what he has done to me and through me, and just being on this line, I thank you. I esteem you, man of God, much higher than I do myself, for the prayers, for hearing
God bless you.
An intimate with God to be able to speak into my life. I thank God for you. I count it not robbery that we have fostered a relationship to be able to do so. And I honor you and Lady Atkins on today.
God bless you. Amen. Sister Teresa, Minister Teresa, she's, amen, a licensed minister. She's a licensed real estate agent. Amen. There in the, North Carolina. We thank God for that testimony. Amen. I know God is able to do it. Amen. I'm just so proud, amen, of this family. Amen. I just so thank God. Amen. Mother Velma, are you out there? Or Sister Kenya? Y'all tell Sister Kenya get back on the line. Amen. Don't let, I don't want her to let the devil distill anything from her. Amen. This is a new year. It's time to shake ourselves. Amen. And keep right on moving. Amen. Will there be another testimony or song? God bless you.
It's Pastor. How are you?
On the line. Go right ahead. Yes.
It's Brother
Satan. Testify. Go ahead.
Jesus will guide us with his hand. Jesus will guide us all the way.
Yes.
His eyes. If I cannot sing like angels, if I cannot preach like Paul, I can tell the love of Jesus. I can say He died for all. Yes, He will guide us. Yes, Jesus will guide us. Jesus will guide us with His eye. All the way from earth to heaven. Jesus will guide us with his eye. Yes, my testimony.
Thank you, Ella Frazier. Brother Frazier, thank you, thank you. Yes. Amen. That sounds like let Jesus lead you all the way. And he said Jesus will guide us from earth to heaven. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yes. He's from that song, amen. Use his own words, and I thank God for that testimony. Amen.
Yes,
this was a man that came on the line, and God filled him with the Holy Ghost, with speaking in the unknown tongues.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Will there be another testimony before we let Ella Hayward, are you there? Are you out there, Ella Hayward?
Oh, yes. Amen. I'm here. Amen.
Praise God. Before we let him sing his song, will there be another testimony? Amen, or a song. Okay, I'm going to ask everybody to mute your phones. Mute your phones. Ella Hayward is coming, amen, to give us the A and B selection.
Amen, amen. I thank God for the songs and the testimonies. Amen. So I'm going to do a little bit of In the Name of Jesus, We Have the Victory, and Walk With Me, Lord. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Walk with me, love.
I don't know. I don't know what guitar you got, but I like the sound of that guitar. Anointed, my God. Amen. I'm going to sing a piece of that and you back me up. I want Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Come on, Ella. To walk
yes.
with me. I want Jesus to walk with me, walk with me.
Powerful prayer, Prophet Smith and myself,
amen, it was like heaven on earth. Hallelujah. Because the devil, amen, is trying to discourage, amen, God's prophets and apostles and pastors, amen, and people who just love God. The devil has sinned. He always sends a discouraging spirit, amen, in the beginning of the year. It's our job, amen, to bind that spirit up and send it back where it come from. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want everybody on this line to be encouraged. I want you to know that God loves you with an everlasting love. Amen. And those, amen, that have fallen by the wayside, it's time to shake yourself. Amen. And get it together because God loves you. Amen. He loves you and he has purpose for your life. Oh, wonderful Jesus. He has purpose. I'm just talking about the purpose. Amen. I begin to feel, amen, the anointing of God. And you know, when the children of God pray, when we come together and we hold on and we, amen, and we sanctify ourselves and we consecrate ourselves, many have been doing, amen, a 21-day fast, 21 consecration, amen. And God has been blessing, God has been stirring up, amen, the preachers and evangelists, amen, because God is anointing us to do greater works this year, amen. I know, amen, what we have done in time past, and the devil has fought us tooth and nail, but thanks be to God, as Paul said, we have the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. I'm going to give you what God has put upon my heart, and I'm going to let you go. Amen. I can't promise you how long, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, amen. Many times, amen, when the Holy Ghost take over, the Holy Ghost is a gentleman, you know. Amen. And we just thank God for the Holy Spirit. Now, Holy Spirit, we're asking you to take over in the mighty name of Jesus. Take over this mound of clay. Take my lips of clay, my tongue, Lord, and use it for your glory as I speak. Father God, as an article of you, as an anointed, as a vessel, hallelujah, amen, anointed for this time, for this day, on this service line, as we begin to worship God in spirit and in truth. God, hide us behind the cross. Oh, God, you not let any flesh, oh, Father God, be glorified or lifted up. God, we humble ourselves to your anointing. Holy Spirit, have your way. Speak through me. I can't do nothing without you. I can't preach without you. I can't teach without you. I can't sing without you. I can't even live without you. Holy Spirit, come down. Have the right of way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. We thank God for the word of God. We're going to move quickly, amen, to the book of Luke, the 18th chapter. Amen. And I just want to thank everyone for coming on, amen, the conference line today. It wouldn't be what it is today if it were not for you coming on the line, amen, encouraging me. And as we encourage one another, we as the body of Christ, we have to learn how to lift each other up. Hello, somebody. When you're down, amen, we ain't going to come in there. We're going to come and lift you up. We'll do whatever it takes to encourage you to keep right on going. Amen. So this is what the children, the true saints do. Amen. We love one another and we help one another. Amen. And we rally together. And whatever the need is, we will meet that need. Hallelujah. Because this is the true love of God. The last commandments. Amen. Jesus said that you will love one another. Amen. A lot of folks have kept all the other commandments, but they ain't got no love. The Bible lets us know without love, you become like a tinkling cymbal and a sounding brass. So we need love, love. This is a love line. And when folks come on this line, amen, the confusion going to drop and the love going to stand up. You hear what I'm saying? The confusion going to disappear when people come on this line because miracles and blessings, it flows when there's love on board. So once you love, you know how to forgive. Once you love, hallelujah, you know how to cover your brothers and sisters in love. Luke, the 18th chapter, beginning at the first verse, it said, this is Jesus, and he spoke a parable unto them, to this end, that men are to always pray and not to faint. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men are to always pray and not to faint. And we recognize many times we often hear how Jesus talked in parables. When he's talking in parables, he's talking to the ones, amen, who believe in him. When he talked parables, amen, he's not talking, amen, to the unbelievers, but he's talking to those that are saved. He's talking to those that are moving in the spirit along with him. Those, the parables, he's talking to us. Amen. We are the believers. We are the ecclesia. We are the church. These parables was for the saints. A lot of times he had many that didn't believe in him. He had many that came along with him, the Sadducees, hallelujah, amen, who rejected Christ. So he talked in parables, hallelujah, so they can understand what he was saying. But he was saying men are to always pray. And we know the day that we are living in, if you don't pray, amen, you will fall by the wayside. If you don't pray, you will fall victim, amen, to the devil devices. Every preacher should have a prayer life. Every mother, every sister, every child, amen, should have a prayer life. When we were coming up, they taught us, amen, when you wake up, kneel by your bed and thank God and the angels, amen, that you woke up and you see a day you never seen before. Amen. They taught us, amen, before you leave the house, pray. While you're walking in the street, amen, pray. In the subways, pray. Man ought to always pray. That means everywhere you ought to pray, because the devil, amen, and legions of angels, his demons, rather, amen, he don't have angels, he got demons. He has legions of demons, amen, that's out there, amen, in the world about, seeking whom they can kill, who they can destroy, who they can shoot, who they can pull down, who they can discourage, who can come and try to close down your church and make you lose your house and, amen, evict you out of your home. That's what the devil does. Amen. So those particular demons that are out there, but the Bible said, God give us power over the devil. Amen. So Jesus began to talk, amen, in codes. The parables are like codes. Amen. The word of God. Amen. Access. Amen. Codes. These are codes in the spirit. And the word of God is like an access code. Amen. You need an opening. You need, amen, a way open to the Holy Spirit, to different realms. And God said, I will give you my word. And as you stand upon my word, amen, say my word, it will be an access code. You know what I'm talking about? That would open doors. Hallelujah. Codes, words. Amen. The centurion said to Jesus, I want you to speak words. When you speak words, it's like a code. Amen. Your words going to mean something. When you speak a word, hallelujah, my servant at home will be healed. So when the man of God began to pray over you, amen, they're getting into the realm of the spirit, amen, in the hallelujah, and as they began to speak in unknown tongues, it's like access codes, amen, that's going to open up the heavens, going to open up, amen, areas, amen, that have never been opened before. That's what the Bible says, signs, wonders, and miracles shall follow them that believe. We need the word of God. And when you began, amen, to use the word of God, it's like an access code. It's like a code. Amen. Amen. It's going to open up the heavens. It's going to open up so you can receive blessings. So he began to talk in parables. Amen. We know the day that we are living in, we got to pray. We need to pray. We live to pray. Prayer is communicating with God. We get up in the morning. Amen. Sometimes we don't pray. We commute with we communicate with everybody. And then at the end of the day, amen, we recognize that we didn't spend spend that little quality time with Jesus. 15 minutes there, 15 minutes there. Amen. You ought to pray in your car, in your automobile, on the train, in the elevator, because the devil is moving rapid. This brand new year, amen, he got demons to try to discourage you. He got demons and devils going to try to get into your pathway. But because you pray, hallelujah, that access code going to tell the devil the blood of Jesus is against you. Hallelujah, turn my daughter loose. Turn that child loose. And as we begin to man, burdens off of God's people. Hallelujah. Man ought to always pray and not to faint. And if we ever needed to pray, amen, we got to pray. We got to pray, amen, until we rock heaven. We got to pray, amen, until things happen. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for prayer. I thank God for going in the prayer room. I'm from the old school. Amen. They have prayer rooms. Amen. Like he told them, I want you all to go, amen, to the upper room, and I want you to pray, amen, until the power come. The Bible said they began to pray, and the Holy Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind, and every one of them was filled with the Holy Ghost because they prayed. Oh, my Father and my God. If you pray, God will give you power. He'll give you power to stand. If you pray, God will bring you out, amen, of that trouble. Amen. The Bible said, amen, a poor man cried, and God, amen, delivered him out of all his troubles. You're going to pray a prayer one day, and God's going to come and deliver you out of all your troubles. Today on this phone, we're going to pray. And sisters and brothers, God is a delivering God. God is a merciful God. God is a healing God. God is a providing God. And most of all, he loves you. Hallelujah, glory to God. I hear Brother Paul said in the book of Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Every now and then, you got to let the people of God, let the elders of the church know that you have a need. He said you got to let them know, and God will deliver while you're praying. I'm praying because I'm careful. Be careful to pray. Hello, somebody. Be careful. Paul is saying, be careful. Don't you forget it. The devil, he's roaming like a lion, a roaring lion. He's making a whole lot of noise, but through the power of the Holy Ghost, God know how to shut the devil down. And I'm here to let you know we come to shut him down on this line today. God's going to heal your body. God's going to lift you up. God's going to give you a breakthrough. God's going to give you a dream. God's going to give you back your vision. God's going to give you back your anointing. It's a new year. We're going to pray till the anointing come. We're going to pray the shallow come. We're going to pray to Jesus come. We're going to pray to the miracle. I shouted to the other of Osana. Man, I'll always pray. And not to faint. Hallelujah. My message today. Hallelujah. Listen to me. prayed about everything. Hallelujah. And don't worry about anything. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. Pray about everything and don't worry about anything. One songwriter said, if you believe the Lord is keeping you, what you got to worry about? I said, what you got to worry about? If you believe the Lord is keeping you, if you believe the Lord got his hands on you, if your hand is in his hands, as the songwriter said, put your hand in the hand of the man that stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man that calmed the sea. Hallelujah. Pray about everything and don't worry about anything. Pray about everything and don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. When you pray, put it in God's hand. Put it in God's hand. Leave it in God's hand. Don't pray and pick it back up. Pray and leave it there. By faith, believe that it's done. Hallelujah. They pray all through the Bible. They pray. Oh, yes. You got to pray to make it in this new year. Young people, oh, mothers and fathers, preachers, elders, and apostles, we got to pray more this year. When I began to see how they're praying around the clock, I want you to know it got to be continual. Don't stop praying around the clock. Hallelujah. There's a prayer. There's a prayer number. I was so impressed. They pray. Hallelujah. 3 o'clock. They pray at 6 o'clock. They pray at 9 o'clock. They pray at 12 o'clock. See, miracles began to happen when the children of God began to pray. Hallelujah. Nations will come together. The people of God will come together when we began to pray. God began to move the vision. God began, hallelujah, to bring his people together. We get rid of all the ism and schism. I'm here to let you know it's not about your denomination. It's about Jesus and him crucified. It's about Jesus and him crucified. Jesus prayed. I said, Jesus prayed. Oh, God, he was led up to be tempted by the devil. And he began to pray. And he told the disciples, will you pray with me? The Bible says they began to fall asleep. And Jesus, sometime you need somebody to help you pray. Sometime you got to have somebody to stand in the gap with you. It give you a little bit more strength. It give you a little bit more courage. So Jesus came and said, can you pray with me? Just 1 hour. Just 1 hour. 1 hour. Oh, God, you will get a breakthrough. Just 1 hour. Oh, God, he'll heal your body. I want you to know, there were men in the Bible, there were women in the Bible that prayed. The Bible declared that Joshua prayed and the sun and the moon stood still. Moses prayed, hallelujah, and the Red Sea was parted. Jonah prayed and God saved him. Job prayed and the Lord restored his wealth. Peter prayed and he received a new vision. David prayed and he received strength. Paul prayed, hallelujah, and people would heal. Come on, Daniel. Daniel prayed. He was delivered. He was delivered out of the lion's den. Hannah prayed. I said, Hannah prayed. And she received a son. She was barren and couldn't have no babies. And God touched her womb because she prayed. Hallelujah. Man, I always pray. And not the faith. I got to bring it to a close. We're going to pray in a few minutes. But I want you to know, God told me to tell you, hallelujah, hallelujah, pray, yes, about everything, hallelujah, and don't worry about anything. Don't worry. This year, God, he got it worked out. And if God got it worked out, why should you be worrying? You're going to be the head and not the tail. You're going to be, oh, God, God's centerpiece, anointed. They're going to come to you. Hallelujah. They're going to sit under your fire. They're going to sit under your shade because there's going to be so much anointing. People are going to come far and near just to be in your presence. I can hear God saying that. As you began to pray, God said, I give you a double anointing. A double anointing. A double anointing. That's what I want for this year. I'm telling God, I want a double portion of his anointing. I want a double portion, hallelujah, of his healing and deliverance power. And you know, he said, ask what you will, and it shall be done. If you have the faith to ask God, believe. And the Bible said in the Mark 11, 22 and 23, we stand on it today. He said, ask, or you pray. Believe in your heart. I keep praying till it's in your heart. Pray till it's in your heart. A lot of folks, they are praying, but they're just praying. They're just saying fancy words. Oh, God. Oh, God. Because they know how to pray. But you got to pray to get in your heart. You got to pray till it consumes you. You got to pray till you get out of the bed. You got to pray until you can't sleep no more. You got to pray till you're pressing the floor. I need a miracle. I need a blessing. I'm not going to sleep no more until God deliver me. That kind of prayer gonna change your world. I'm not leaving my house. Oh, God, until I get an answer. I'm not leaving the city until I hear from God. I will not move out of this house until I hear from God. There's too many people are doing what they want to do, but they haven't prayed and asked God. They're marrying and remarrying and then ask God. I want you to know God is moving us in a realm. We're going to pray about everything. I don't care how fine he looks. Did you pray about it? Have you sought the Lord? Hallelujah. They're giving you offers, all kind of offers, to move to another city. The people have uprooted themselves and move it to another city without asking God. Oh, God. And the whole family was nearly destroyed. We got to ask God. We got to pray. Listen to me. As a man and a prophet of God, it's time to pray about everything. And worry about nothing. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. I got to pray. pray. I feel while the anointing on me, I'm going to pray for you. Preacher, I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah, mama. I'm going to pray for your deliverance. My brother, I'm going to pray for your healing. Oh, I'm going to pray. Your heart is heavy about that problem, about that situation. God's going to prove to you that he is a living God. He's going to prove to you, hallelujah, he has all power. Not some power. God has all power in his hands. How is he going to heal you? God's going to consume this line in a few moments. He's consuming this line right now with power. Hallelujah. When you preach, God going to get in your throat. When you preach, God going to get in your belly. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. I got to pray. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I done what you told me to do. You said, tell my people, hallelujah, to pray about everything. Hallelujah. And Paul's dad, be careful to pray. Be careful to pray. Because the devil is trying to kill us. The devil is trying to hinder us. But when we pray, we gain momentum in the spirit. When we pray, we gain strength. We mount up with wings of an eagle. Because that prayer connects with the faith. And the prayer of faith, the Bible said, shall save the sick, and God will raise them up. God, we pray that you do some raising on this line. Raise them up. Raise up, Holy Spirit. Lift up every down head. Lift up every downtrodden spirit. I bind it up right now. I bind up every melancholy spirit. I bind up every alcoholic spirit. I bind up every drug spirit. I bind up every sex demon. I bind up every jealous spirit. I bind it up right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal right now. Arthritis, bursitis. Oh, God, every other itis. Hallelujah. I decree that I command healing on this line right now. By your stripes, we already healed. Let them walk in their healing today. Let them walk in their healing. Let them walk in victory. Let them walk in your glory. Let them walk in your favor. Oh, Father God, we thank you for what you're about to do in our churches. What you're about to do, oh, God, in our homes. Our home is the first church. Oh, God, save our daughters and sons and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Don't let our failures, don't let our sins stand in their way of getting the Holy Ghost. I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Cover, Lord, our young people, God. Save them, Lord. Oh, God, we have fallen. God, you are forgiving, God. Forgive us enough, God, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Forgive us, Lord, and save our grandchildren. Save, oh God, our families. Oh God, we pray, oh God, for a double portion on this line today. Give your people a double portion of your power. Oh God, as they begin to praise God, God, let heaven and earth come together, and they will get caught in the middle. And if they caught in the middle of God's glory, their bills are going to be paid. If they're caught in the middle of God's glory, they're going to receive power to decree a thing. Houses and land, money, jewelry, hallelujah, because they're caught in the middle of God's glory. God, right now, let your glory fall upon this life. I want to ask everybody on the sound of my voice, If you believe me as a prophet or a man of God, if you believe this word today, I want you to come out of mute and stop thanking God for your miracle. Stop thanking God for your church. Stop thanking God for your daughter. Stop thanking God for your son. Oh, come on, say the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Come on and praise him. Come on, thank them.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on and help me praise him. God, I praise him. God, I magnify him. I glorify him. I thank you, Lord, for meeting my needs. Come on and tell God, thank you. For meeting all your needs. Your needs, your needs. God is going to supply. Hallelujah. God got people. Oh, God, that's going to bless your life. Come on and praise him. Praise God for the people. Praise God for the angels. That it kept round about you. Come on and praise God for your angels. Your faith is going to send out your angels on this line. I need my angels to work for me. I need my angels to go in the courthouse. I need my angels to touch the judge. I need my angels to touch the lawyer. I need my angels. It's going to be a little more. Come on. Come on, thanks and praise. Come on, thanks and praise. Come on, brothers. Come on, men. Let me hear you, brother. Let me hear your voice. Let me hear your voice. Come on, my sister, and tell God, thank you. You're going to remember this night. It's going to go down in history. You heard a word from my prophet, say of the Lord. He told you not to worry about anything, but pray about everything. Oh God, come on, tell the Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're somewhere where you can't holler. Just tell God, thank you. But if you're in your own house, you can holler.
That's
right. And say, thank you. 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 Thank miracles on this line. The miracle of finance. It's on the work. It's working on this side. Hallelujah. No more debt. Hallelujah. Debt is being canceled. God's going to erase it and give you more money. Hallelujah. Give you situations that will bring much success. He's going to give you a mind to create avenues, create situations that will bring you wealth. Hallelujah. He make him rich and addeth no sorrow. He make him rich and addeth no sorrow. I feel getting ready to go on the radio and television. God is getting ready, to lift up these ministries that are standing for holiness. God is getting ready to lift up that's standing for the people, standing in the gap. And won't take no junk. Won't be bought by the devil. Hallelujah. Call it wrong, wrong.
Hallelujah.
And call it right, right. Oh, God's going to bless. You watch and see.
Hallelujah.
You watch and see. Oh, call Pastor Wright and tell her. Oh, the right reverend. Prophet Van Atkins. Hallelujah. Say, God, it's getting ready to bring that thing to an end. None of the other lost thunder. God is tired of the devil. Acting up. Hallelujah. Come on, say it with me. God won't bring that thing to an end. If the devil been on you, been bothering you, you better speak it. God won't bring it to an end. Hallelujah. My enemy shall not trouble over me. None of the other ones be angels in camp round about. All of us here on this line. Come on and give God praise, everybody. Come on, tell the Lord thank you. 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 Hallelujah. I want to thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It may be your first time on this line, but God is giving you a miracle. This may be your first time hearing my voice. Hallelujah. He said, my sheep know my voice. I hear my sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. For calling on this line, God will bless you. Hallelujah. Because you're going to pray a different prayer. You're going to pray a different prayer. You're going to pray a faith prayer. and God's going to give you deliverance. God's going to break asunder the yoke of the enemy. He said, I send my anointing to destroy yokes and lift burdens. Some of y'all going to dance. You're going to dance when you get off this phone. You got something to dance about. Hallelujah. I was bound and he lifted me. Thank you. Thank you for coming on the line today. I want to tell you thank you. Hallelujah for praying with me. I want to thank God for all those, amen, that have been a blessing to the ministry. I can't do what I do without the people of God. Without God, we can't do nothing. And God said, I got a people that's called by my name that know how to humble themselves and pray. They know how to turn from every wicked way and get an answer from me. God's people. Amen. And God said, pray about everything and don't worry about anything. Somebody needs to write that down. Stop worrying about things and pray about everything. Pray about everything. What he's trying to say, and don't worry about nothing, because you're in God's care. And because you're in God's care, hallelujah, you go and do what God's called you to do, because God, he got your back. Last week, we were just thanking God. For the last 2 years, God has given us favor. Hallelujah. There are some people, even if you give us $10, that's like $100. That's how we praise God. But I want you to know people don't have to give you nothing. Hello, somebody. Folk don't have to help you. Folk don't have to give you an offering. It's the love of God that touched the hearts of people, hey, that they don't mind giving. Y'all see me. I rejoice over $7, over $3. If it's coming from your heart, God gonna give you a miracle. Hallelujah. There was a man one time heard my message, and he didn't want to leave out without giving an offering. He said, Pastor, can I give you some food stamps? That's all I got, when they had those nice, pretty food stamps. So he put the food stamp in the offering, and I prayed with him, and I said, God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. Like that woman, oh, hallelujah, that gave that penny, those couple of pennies. Jesus said, as far as he concerned, she gave the greatest offering when it comes from your heart. And I want you to know, God bless Brother Lou. God blessed him with a good job. He started working for New York Times. Hallelujah. He started sending me money. Amen. Even through the mail. Every time I saw that mail, he had money wrapped up in aluminum foil. He just loves sending cash. He just taught me, amen, how to spend money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he blessed the ministry for so many years. Hallelujah. But he gave what he had. And all he had was food stamps. And I took those food stamps and bought water for the church. I took those food stamps and bought food. Hallelujah. Amen. If somebody want to bless the church, amen, that's all they may have is food stamps. Amen. That's all they may have is a little bit of gold. Sometimes they gave a gold ring. They gave gold chains. I got to give something because God healed my body. I got to do something to encourage you, man of God. If it would not have been for you, hallelujah, many times they said, I got it. I said, no. I don't know. They said, no, I got to give something. And God would tell me, as you take it in faith, I'm going to continue to move for them. Amen. And I thank God for the people. And we read a few names. Mm-hmm. Be patient with me. I said I wanted, amen, to make the devil mad. Sometimes you got to call out people's names. Hallelujah, because they're going through. And God want to hear their names. Hallelujah. These people, amen, they gave offers to sustain restoration. Amen. So we don't have to stop the ministry. Don't have to close the doors. Sometimes doors are closed, but God said, I want you to keep on moving. I thank God, amen, for this conference line, hallelujah, social media, many churches, have lost their deeds, they have lost their churches, but they are still moving, hallelujah, through the waves, through radio, through this conference line. And I thank God, amen. Our sustainers, amen, Daniel Taylor, Dr. Apostle Jeter, Yvonne Maddox, Kimberly Wallace, Cornerstone Deliverance Church, hallelujah, Sheila Cottle, Vicki Roswell, Mona Warren, Diane Brown, hallelujah, Lisa, amen, Samantha, Dawn Vaughn, the Word of Faith Deliverance Church, Nicole, Jalen, hallelujah, Madeline, hallelujah, Lisa, Donna, Aunt Ozzeline, Kenya Speller, Dollar Stewart, Benjamin, hallelujah, Brother Bright, Lachey Henry, Sharon Holloway, Jeff Carr, Simon Dixon, Thomas, Deacon Frazier, Stephanie, Amon Moses, Mildred, Katie Mitchell, Van Campbell, Carla, hallelujah, Irving Kelly, Teresa Scott, Cheryl Miller, Brother Rick Santiago, been a great blessing to the ministry, hallelujah, and Mother Velma and Mother Hemingway, hallelujah, Brother Joseph Smalls, hallelujah, Tanasia, Sharon, Apostle Asia Roberts, Joyce Holmes, hallelujah, and if I miss your name, hallelujah, amen, the next time, we thank all these people that have given something in the last 2 years. Hallelujah. Whether it's $5 you gave an offering, whether it's $100, whether it's $1,000, whether it's $500, God sees your labor. Hallelujah. How you're laboring, how you're giving in love. And that's a wonderful thing. This week, we thank God for Brother Rick Santiago and Mother Velma. Hallelujah. And Mother Hemingway. Amen. And Apostle Asia Roberts. We thank God for these four people, how God moved in a tremendous way. Amen. To keep us afloat. I thank God for all of you today. Amen. And I want to give you an opportunity. You that are on the line for the very first time. Amen. I want everybody to be moved through the Holy Ghost to give according to this anointing. If God has touched you on the line today and you want to be a blessing, you that have given before in time past and you don't mind giving again to help Pastor and Prophet Vandell Atkins. Amen. We do need your help. Amen. To do what we do monthly. Monthly. Amen. We're getting ready. Amen. To go on the radio. So you know we got a budget to go on the radio. And we have not met our budget, but we're going to go. Little becomes much. We're saving our little five, little tens. Amen. For the radio. And if you have an offering, you can send it wherever you wanted to go. This is for the church. This is for the radio. Or man of God, this is for you and your family. Amen. This is your opportunity. Amen. For those that are giving it, that we're going to pray. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Touch these our people as they give. Touch these our people, Father God, as they move in faith. Father God, what they make happen for this ministry, God, you are making happen for their family, for their children, for their church, for their ministry, for their business. Hallelujah. For that job, that big job that they're going to get. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now for the presence of the Holy Ghost that's on this line. You told us to pray about everything. So we're praying over this offering today that somebody is going to send something. Somebody is going to mail something. Somebody is going to take the number and put it to the side. And when they're blessed, they're going to bless this ministry. Hallelujah. To keep us encouraged and to keep us going strong. And Father, we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Our Cash App, got a pen, got a piece of paper, please. Hallelujah. You say, I don't have anything to give right now. Hallelujah. The way we prayed on this line, God have broken, amen, the back of lack. Money's coming from somewhere into your house. I speak it as a prophet of God. Amen. And you'll be able to send ministry, this ministry. And those that are members of churches, I must say this as a prophet and as a pastor. If you pay tithe in your church, that's a wonderful thing. Only thing we're asking you to do, just give us an offering. and those that's not a member of no church. Hallelujah. And you're holding your tithes. This church is good ground. I've been preaching over 45 years. Hallelujah. Amen. My reputation is out there. Hallelujah. I didn't just start yesterday. I'm not a novice. I've been preaching and praying since I was 5 years old, praying for the sick. Amen. I'm true to what God has called me to do. Hallelujah. So don't get worried about anything. Just pull my name up. Ask anybody about Reverend Van Atkins, and they will tell you signs, wonders, and miracles in this ministry. I don't take no mess off the devil. Hallelujah. Like Apostle William Brown said to the devil, if you don't remove yourself, I will come and remove you bodily. That's how powerful he was. Hallelujah. Let the devil know, if you don't get out of here, I'm going to remove you myself. Amen. And I don't play. And I thank God. I would cash at $. Listen, for our Cash App, Zilly and Cash App, and our mailing address. Hopefully you have a pen. Get a pen quickly. Amen. Get a pen. Get a pen and a piece of paper. Amen. Our Cash App is $. Hope you can hear me clearly. $. P as in profit. P-R-O. V as in victory. V-A-N-6-1. Again, $. P-R-O. V-A-N-6-1. Again, $. P as in Peter. P-R-O-V-A-N-6-1. Thank you, Jesus. Those, amen, that have Zeely, this number's for Zeely. 347-382-92. Just write it down. You may know somebody who want to be a blessing to the ministry. They have Zeely. They can use this number. Again, Zeely, that's 347-382-92. Amen. The mailing address. Amen. For this season, which is just about over with this corona. Amen. We've been using this mailing address right here with me. Amen. That's 25 Patchen. 25 Patchen. P-A-T-C-H-E-N Avenue. Apartment 2D as in David. Brooklyn, New York. 11221. You should say it again. I sure will. That's 25 Patchen. P-A-T-C-H-E-N Avenue, Apartment 2D, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. When you're sending your money or check, please just drop off Pastor the titles and just put Vandell Atkins for this time. My name is Vandell Atkins, V-A-N-D-E-L-L Atkins, A-T-K-I-N-S. That's all you need. Amen. It's Vandell, V-A-N-D-E-L-L Atkins, like the Atkins diet. A-T-K-I-N-S. And again, the mailing address is 25 Patchen, amen, Apartment 2D, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. I love you so very much for coming on the line today. Amen. I want to hear words by chance. If any preachers or pastors on the line by chance, can you speak now, please? There may be a pastor and apostle on the line. Can you speak and greet the people of God? Is Apostle Asia on the line? Prophet Lewis Smith, are you on the line? Is there any pastor on the line? Any pastor on the line? I want to acknowledge you. Hallelujah. I feel this in the spirit. Amen. Many times they come on, and I don't know why. Sometimes we as preachers, we get bashful. We are human like everybody else. I love you. Thank you for coming on the line today. And this time we're going to turn it over to our Ella Hayward. Ella Hayward, the one that played that guitar. Amen. You that have conference lines, amen, please call me for his number here. Play that guitar on your conference line, that prayer line. I tell you. Amen. Ella Hayward is coming to have a few words. Amen. And pray the benediction. I love every one of you. God bless you, Ella Hayward.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Amen. Enjoy that word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's what to do. Amen. Take that advice. Amen. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you, you'll sleep much better at night. You'll feel better. Amen. Hallelujah. Because His word is right. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we're worrying about so many things. We're stressed out. You know, we got headaches. We got back aches. You know, amen. Hallelujah. Our pressure's going up, our sugar, and everything because we're stressed out. Amen. Hallelujah. Stress is just horrible. Amen. But don't worry about it. Amen. Pray about it. And God hears and He answers our prayers. So we thank you. Amen. And continue to give because God bless a cheerful giver. Amen. And I guarantee you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can't guarantee you if you play the lottery, you will win. But I can guarantee you if you give to God, amen, hallelujah, you can't lose. Amen. Amen. You will come out a winner every time. So just remember that word. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you. Father God, we give you the glory and honor and praises tonight. Oh God, we thank you for your presence that just touched our heart. Oh God, we felt a powerful anointing on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And we know, hallelujah, the anointing will break yokes that need to be broken and it will destroy yokes that need to be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father God, as we leave this, we leave the prayer line, but not your presence. Father God, we ask that you bless us, be with us through the storm, Lord. We know that you're going to take us through the storm. We give you the glory and honor and praises. Now may the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Amen, amen, and let the church say amen. God bless you. Love
amen.
You.
Those are just coming on. Don't forget this coming Thursday at 12 noon. Meet us in prayer. Amen. Those that are just coming on, amen. We love you so very much. And those in the south, the north, the east, the west, I love you. I love you. I love you. And thank you so much for coming on the prayer line today, on the service line today. Amen. Remember what the word of God says. Pray about everything. Amen. And don't worry about anything. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless.
Bye. Bye. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The service is now over. God bless you. You have a wonderful week until we meet again. God bless you. The service is now over. Be blessed.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Praise the Lord. The service is over. God bless you.